Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We've added a couple more options to our, you know, to catch a cheater on The Burt Show. We did Tinder Takedown recently, and now we are doing Hinge Hustler. Because Sonia reached out to us, and she is convinced that her friend is dating a garbage dude.
Trash.
Excuse me, my allergies, man. This pollen is just next level. So she said this guy that her friend's been dating, they've been going out for about 5 months. She had a slew of reasons she didn't like him. He didn't get her friend anything for her birthday. He doesn't really talk to anybody whenever they hang out in a group. He's dismissive. He doesn't like it when she hangs out with her friends. He talked her out of going on a girl's trip. He just comes across conniving. And in her gut, Sonia's like, I do not trust this guy. Now, she heard from a third party that this dude was on Hinge. She told a friend, but her friend, who is blindly in love, is like, whatever, that's hearsay. I don't believe it. He's a good-looking dude. Maybe somebody stole his photo and did like a fake profile, right? So she wanted us to see if we could catch him on Hinge. So I had two friends. I enlisted two friends. First friend went on Hinge, did find his profile. Couldn't tell if he had been active or not. Liked his profile and some of his prompts. Did not get a response.
But we didn't stop there.
No, because, you know, if I'm anything, I'm persistent. So I enlisted friend number two because we had a theory. Friend number one somewhat resembled his girlfriend. Friend number two, the exact opposite, right? Both hot, but just different types of hot. So friend number two gets on Hinge, finds him, likes his profile and prompts, and he does respond. So they engage in small talk, and they were talking about doing something tonight, but he's like, I got plans. Let me see if I can get out of them. And sure enough, Sonia said, like, yeah, he's supposed to go out with his girlfriend on Friday night. So we're supposed to check back in with Sonia today. I have her email, but she's not answering her phone, unfortunately. So the update for our Hinge Hustler, all right? He did cancel his date with his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
You cancel a date with your girlfriend for a stranger.
And so Sonia knows this because her friend, the girlfriend, hit her up and said, hey, we're just going to continue to call him garbage boyfriend. Garbage boyfriend isn't able to go out Friday. Do you want to do something instead? And of course, Sonia, absolutely. And then she's trying to do a little digging and she asked, like, oh, why did he cancel? Why did he bail? And the excuse he used is that he has to work late today and he's going to be so exhausted by the time he gets home, he's not going to want to go out.
Oh, I would be so angry.
This guy's just not trash anymore. He's the whole dumpster.
Now, and hopefully Sonia can listen to this later since we're not able to get her on the phone. I wanted to let her know that everything's matching up because friend number two hit me up and was like, yes, he did reach back out to me on Hinge and messaged me and said that he was able to get out of his plans. We can go out Friday night. They can go out tonight. So they have a date set up for tonight. She, of course, is not going to show, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that means Sonia has multiple options, and I want to run these by you and see which one you guys think she should do. I mean, there is option A, say nothing, do nothing, but we're in way too deep, and I know that's not even like a plausible option. Yeah. Now, she can go one of two routes. She can come clean now and tell her friend what she's been up to, and then they can go to this location together to bust him, okay? So they can go in a la Thelma and Louise into this bar and be like, how dare you? Or, and I don't know if this would go over well or not because The only reason why I bring this up is because her friend was so hesitant to believe it the first time. Keep her friend in the dark. And then tonight, they go to that bar that he's at. And she keeps her friend in the dark and doesn't tell her till they get to the bar. And she sees her man at the bar when he's supposed to be at home asleep.
Ooh.
So the way I see it, if you just show up with your friend and he's there, because he's not meeting anyone, he's going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he will try to find his way out of that. He'll talk his way out of that and say something that's not true about what he was doing.
He'll weasel his way out.
But I feel like if she's straight up with her, like, listen, my may not have been the best approach to do what I did, but I did it with the best intentions for you as my friend. And then you go and you take him and you see him there and you have all this information. There's no way that he can weasel his way out of it. So I would go with option number one.
So Abby, if I came to you and I had done this, right? And mm-hmm. I'm like, Abs, this is what I did.
Crazy. Why would you do this?
Uh-huh.
I love my boyfriend.
Are we going to ride together to bust him? Or are you going to be upset and like just in denial?
Here's the thing. I would want to be a part of it because I would want to take that man down in public. I would want to throw a drink at him. I would want to humble his ass. I would want to make sure that he was on his knees begging for me in that bar. But that's my personality. So I think you have to take your friend's personality into consideration because maybe she's the type of girl that would really like buckle under the pressure and would want to believe the best in the boyfriend. And maybe she's very vindictive and would be upset that you did this for her. So I think you should take that into consideration before you make your decision. But I think the most foolproof plan is probably to go to the bar by yourself or like with another friend and then take snaps of him at the bar and send it to your friend, because I'm assuming he'll say something like, oh yeah, I'm asleep, babe. Everything's fine. Everything's great. I still love you, even though I'm at this bar and you don't know it.
All right. Sonia, you got options, girl. So all I ask is that like Monday, you answer your phone.
Yeah. We'd like to get an update.
The Burt Show.